Okay, good evening. Thanks for coming. My name is Gordon Fraser. I'm one of the Turtling Dithers. I play mostly linguaphones, also a little kazoo, some clackamore. People always wonder what the kazoo is. You'll see later. Also in the band, Maurice Colosardo plays various types of guitars. And the leader of the band is Jay Hamilton. He plays all kinds of stuff.
Where's the viola? I thought this was a string quartet.
It's not a string quartet.
It's not a string quartet?
It's not even a quartet.
Are you sure? Oh, it's a trio. Okay.
We are sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you a story. At least I hope I'm going to tell you a story. Are you in tune? So about 15 years ago, probably more now, you have to see my dithering socks. Very cool. All right. So 15 years ago, Amtrak started this service to Portland commuter thing, and wanted to try it out because I hadn't been to Portland in a long time. And I got down there, I wandered around, it was kind of boring, went to Powell's, that was not boring, got a book, got back to the train station with about an hour to kill. And I'm sitting in this bench and I'm reading my book, and this raggedy, kind of musty smelling guy sits on the bench and says to me,
"Hey, what you reading?"
And we start talking, and he starts telling me his whole life story.
Oh, God. Yeah, he just gave him the green light to just sit there, keep writing.
Well, what else am I going to do? I mean, it didn't start out very well. Even in high school, he was an out amongst the outs. He fell on the floor at his very first dance, tripped over his own feet, moving too fast. The beat and the melody had grabbed him, but he wasn't made to dance that kind of music. 2, 3, 4, he was born to dance. Oompa dancing to oompa music. From oompa band, Polish, Slavic, Scottish, Mexican. If he had an oompa, he could dance. The Charleston, Lindy, in ragtime. He could almost stay upright, dancing in waltz time. He always tried and ended up on the floor, because he really wasn't made to dance that kind of music. 2, 3, 4, he was born to dance. Oompa dancing, oompa music. From a band, Polish, Scottish, Israeli, Mexican. If it had an oompa, he could dance. He was the weirdest thing on the disco dance floor. Slipping and sliding while the bouncers pushed him out the door. He had to be carried because the music had grabbed him, because he really wasn't made to dance that kind of music. 2, 3, 4, he was born to dance. Oompa dancing to oompa music. From oompa bands, Mexican, Polish, Balkan, Israeli, if it had an oompa, he could dance. If it had an oompa, he could dance. So even though, you know, he was kind of a nerd, And maybe not the most brightest bulb. He still got into college. And he got into politics and started going to marches and protests and rallies and that kind of stuff. Whole world stop for a moment of silence. Whip out our heads and pray to our gods. Pray for loved ones, passing and present. Some thoughts for the children, some prayers for the dead. For the first time ever, the whole world together agreed the killing was wrong. And then moments later, they're talking of war, revenge and retaliation. I'm not alone in preferring peace, stopping the bloodshed and curing this disease. In Seattle, at the Federal Building, at another one of these rallies, and he spots this woman, and he can't take his eyes off her. He practiced a lot. There's a smile on your face that brightens my mood. There's a look in your eye makes me think life is good. You wear boots up to your thighs, the sight of which makes me sigh. I've fallen in love with a cowgirl again. Fallen in love with a cowgirl again. I can't say why, but I'll say it again. I've fallen in love with a cowgirl again. Well, if you'd ask me, I would say I want a gal who is slim and sassy, but not too bossy, please. And if she's got it in her, she could be a tease. I've fallen with a cowgirl again. I've fallen in love with a cowgirl again. I can't say why, but I'll say it again. I've fallen in love with a cowgirl again. Well, you're not some of those things at all. You got that tease and you've got that smile, but no one would say you're a little gal. I'd say I've fallen for a cowgirl. You snap your gum and you dye your hair. Your lipstick's red and your name is fair. Your skirt's all crooked and your knees are bruised when dancing together. Step on my shoes, I've fallen in love with a cowgirl again. Fallen in love with a cowgirl again. I can't say why, but I'll say it again. Fallen in love with a cowgirl again. There's a smile on your face, brightens my mood. There's a look in your eye, makes me think life is good. Wear boots up to your thighs, the sight of which makes me sigh. Thank God for cowgirls. Thank gone for cowgirls. Thank you, God, for cowgirls. But he gets up his nerve, and he asks her out to dinner at his place. Mm. Mm.
You mean he had a place?
Yeah, he had a place.
Had roommates?
He had his own place, you know, a basement apartment, little teeny window, looked out on the sidewalk so you could watch the feet walking by. Yeah.
Mom live upstairs?
No.
So he could cook.
Classic
Beauty and the Beast. But he was such an awkward fella. How did the date go?
Well, you can kind of imagine. One, two, ready, go. He opens the door. The little light blinks out. There's not much on the shelves but a rotting head of lettuce. And then he spies what he was looking for. Dish with a not quite empty casserole. He made it the night before the day he invited her out. He pretended that he bought it from the store. She never found out. She said she didn't like lettuce, so he didn't make the salad. Dish with a not quite empty casserole. She said she was vegan. He knew that before he began to assemble the ingredients. He'd need a bigger pan. It took a couple hours just to roll out the pasta. He did his best. It tasted good. Leftover casserole. The wine was green, better than he was. She left suddenly, just because nothing that he understood, but nothing matched and nothing could. His hands were shaking. That dinner took its toll when she left him with a not quite empty casserole.
So that was the end of that dalliance.
Well, yeah, no. He couldn't get her out of his mind. He started courting her. You know, sent flowers, boxes of candy. Love letters?
Yeah, that always works at first.
I was searching for truth and found sex. It was laying right there. Go on, can't love. this what life is about? A thousand journeys, a thousand deaths, pain, horror, and hope. The light under a basket. They got married. They had a kid.
Uh-oh. Hey, let me guess.
And then...
Walking with my son, it's our day to be together. He's happy to hold my hand. I wish it were forever, not just today. But what am I saying? My pants are ragged, worn out legs. My sandals are worn down to their dregs. My coat is patched, it's mostly. I've got a job, but it don't pay scratch. So how does it come to this? I pray for his happiness. It's Father's Day. I thought my life was over when I came home that day. I read the note that she left, said she'd gone away, and that I'd hear from her lawyer about the money I would have to pay, and she'd send for her stuff on Father's Day. Once a year, my son and I get together. I try not to cry for whatever I'd said or done could never be undone. And however poor I may be, my kid on this day is happy being with me on Father's Day.
See his son once a year. Seems a little harsh.
You know, I said the same thing to him. You know, I kind of wondered, I asked him, did he have a lawyer? And he said, I don't know. And then I said, you know, that just seems like so weird. And like, you know, I just didn't understand it. And, you know, he must be just destroyed. And he says,
oh, I can't pay attention.
Is fate fickle? I do not know. So I take a page from Lao Tzu, sit very still until knowledge sends upon my brow, and I understand something I didn't know before. But things seem to be going my way. I can't pay attention when they don't, and life's easier now that I've stopped worrying about where I came from. Is life strange? It seems that way. Nothing I'd expected happened today or yesterday either, and the day before that seemed peculiar. But things seem to be going my way. I can't pay attention when they don't, and life's easier now that I've stopped worrying about where I came from. Is she beautiful? Is he grand? And that child, what a wonder. That family walking hand in hand, and I'm struck dumb by all the people I see, humbled in spirit by their humanity. But things seem to be going my way. I can't pay attention when they don't, and life's easier now that I've stopped worrying about where I came from. My life's fading like that photograph, discarded on a carpet by an unshaded window. Dust settles, finishing the job of obscurity, and I'll be no more in your memory. But things seem to be going my way. I can't pay attention when they don't, and life's easier now that I've stopped worrying about where I came.
And you're just sitting there listening to all this.
Well, you know, what else am I going to do? It's about time for the train to arrive, and we've been quiet for a while. I'd returned to reading my book, and then out of the corner of my eye, I noticed that he's like shaking, like he's having a heart attack or an epileptic fit or something. I lay him out on the, we call for the medics, and I'm giving CPR. We're taking turns, and I'm giving him mouth to mouth, and he dies. And he didn't have any ID, hadn't told me his name. I mean, he's just a body. Covered him over with a sheet, wheeled him out, no sirens necessary, nothing. Amtrak puts me up for the night because, of course, I'd missed the train. And I got home the next day.